Tuesday, I actually have to be at a meeting at 7:30 in the morning, and I will finish seeing patients around 5.
Dr. Pat Udelhoffen has never voted absentee before, but her election day schedule has her worried she might miss her chance to vote altogether.
It's likely I have about an hour to vote, and I don't want to miss my opportunity to vote. So I'm here today because I just left a wonderful rally, and it's time to vote for a change.
I was just outside, and I seen a sign that said, "Follow me if I want to vote," and here I am.
For Belinda Ray, the rally was a convenient excuse to vote. Her supervisor at the Middleton company she works for gave her the day off and encouraged her to go to the rally. She says she'll be voting for Kerry for some pretty basic reasons.
Because he's Democrat and for the people.
Are you here to vote?
Yeah.
Are you registered voter
yeah.
in Madison? You're resident
yeah.
of Madison? Okay.
Yep.
Have you moved or changed
no.
your name? Okay. Here's a request for absentee.
Most of the people in line were wearing Kerry t-shirts or buttons, so there's little doubt who they were voting for. Carl Silverman is a retired doctor and a volunteer for MoveOn.org, the online group that's raised millions of dollars for Democratic candidates. He says he's voting absentee because he'll be too busy Tuesday morning making sure other people vote to cast his own ballot.
I have a job to do on election day, get out the vote stuff, and I thought that voting that might free me up for that job a little better.
Republicans complained about the city's decision to keep the office open late following the rally, calling it a partisan abuse of the state's absentee voting rules.
We don't allow early voting. We have absentee voting.
Republican State Representative Stephen Nass.
They are clearly abusing the process that has been laid down by the people of the state of Wisconsin through the legislature.
Nass says he'll push to tighten up the absentee rules, but until that happens, he says the GOP should fight fire with fire and urge city clerks in Republican strongholds like Waukesha to keep their offices open late on days when there are GOP campaign events. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.